This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
How quick did this come together?
Not quickly. I mean, I talked to Boston for a long time, but I don't know, it was just a long process. And once I was open to the NRI situations, I got a lot of offers really fast after that. So I was, you know, parsing through that and trying to figure out what move to make. I had one MLB offer, but I didn't want to take it in that location. So I just kept doing my research and talking to, you know, the teams, and then made this decision last night.
What was the research that led you here?
It helps that I've been here before, and I know, you know, I know AC, and I know the trainers and a lot of people in the organization. So, you know, if I'm in a situation to make a club, like I'll be given a little more grace initially, since I've been inside for the past few months. And also the upside of the team, you know, is really good. I like the moves they made, and it's a place I love playing, so it's kind of a no-brainer once I felt like I had a decent shot.
You and Walker going to flip a coin for a number?
Nope. He's here. It's his number, so it's all good. No worries.
You get double zero.
For the time being, yeah, we're going to give the people what they want, which is...
What do you feel like you need to do to make the team and kind of maybe work on or prove or... Yeah.
I don't know. I just be myself, show that I'm a useful guy to bring up north and that I can help the team win. You know, because that's what they're trying to do here is win. So that's it. Just be myself and do my best.
How different are you than 21 year ago?
It's, I don't know, hard to say. You know, continue to evolve every year. Pitched pretty well over the last few years. Last year was a little bit of a challenge, but overall, I feel like I'm probably a better pitcher. Just not as young. I don't know. Hard to say. I mean, I've been a similar pitcher for a while now, but I feel pretty good about where I'm at.
Last time you were here, you were in the postseason with the Red Sox against Alex Bregman. What does he bring to this team?
I mean, he's won. He's won the whole time he's been in the league. He's a great player. You know, somebody that you know is studying you when you face him, and so you have to match that. And I think he'll up the level of everybody in the room. Just off of his experience and his expertise.
What do you think was sort of missing from your arsenal or your effectiveness last year?
I just was like trying to figure out, you know, ways to get better, and some of them backfired. You know, I try to lean on my cutter a little bit early in the season, and I had a really great April, and then I had a really bad, like maybe my worst month ever in May, and I really hadn't changed my strategy, so it took me a little while to realize, you know, what the right changes to make were, and I felt like I made them as the season went on, and just kind of ran out of time to get back into the trust circle there. But you know, just did my best with it.
Need to keep cutting you off.
Oh, you're fine.
And how much you've heard about Andrew Bailey and just wanting to work with him and how he's been able to?
I mean, I played against Andrew. We're like same age, like from same area, and I remember playing against him in, even in college summer ball. So my experience with him goes way back. And as a pitching coach, I know he's been really successful. And you know, we're just starting our relationship off now. And we're gonna see you know, how we can help each other, and hopefully I can learn something from him. Yeah.
Was this off season? I know we talked, but was this off season? How different was it for you?
Honestly, like a little different because of just because of how it ended up, I guess. But more of the same. Every free agency I've had has been difficult and harder than you would think, and this was the same way. So really, this is all I've ever really experienced. It's just a long period of you know, not getting talked to and stuff like that, and then finally something happening. So it's kind of the same.
When you started looking at, I mean, I know that you studied teams, but when you started looking at the Red Sox as it went on, when did you start saying, hey, I might end up there?
Well, they had interest in me from the beginning, so that meant something. But I guess, you know, my spot, my career, I'm looking for something a little more specific than most people, like definitely a chance to win, definitely a big market, definitely a place that, you know, I feel comfortable to be myself. So that includes the teams I've been with already. That makes it a lot easier. And then I thought that the team, you know, really improved itself this year with Crochet, you know, Bregman now, several of the other moves, Chapman, you know, etc. And the young guys that are coming, like, it's a good moment to be a Red Sox, I think. So that's part of it.
All right, man. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.